Deputy Prime Minister, first of all, we've had claims today by the Mayor of Muswellbrook, Steve Reynolds, that the Coalition and Labor, both leaders Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, and the parties in general are ignoring the electorate of Hunter, and in particular Muswellbrook, with no major funding announcements. Do you agree with that synopsis?
Well, no. Where am I right now? Where am I right now?
You're in Muswellbrook.
Thank you. We've already announced about $260+ million for the Muswellbrook bypass. We're spending billions of dollars. I'm talking about my portfolio, billions of dollars on the highway here. We're making sure that what we do is deliver the outcomes, whether that's health, whether there's the MRIs that we've bargained for, to make sure that we get better health services into regional Australia, which of course Muswellbrook, we're very much focused on these issues, standing behind their industries. You got other people out there who want to close down your coal industry. You'll be, you know, this will be disastrous. And who's been the strongest advocate to make sure we keep coal vibrant? Well, it's us, the Nationals, which a lot of other people want to put out of business. If you do that, you put yourself out of a job. And we continue to focus on it. I'm trying to make sure we get James up, because then we have a strong advocate who lives in the area that I will see every time I drive to Canberra.
Now, I'm just new here for a couple of weeks, but it's obvious to me that you're through Muswellbrook and stop at Muswellbrook quite a bit as you go to and from Canberra. Do you think it matters whether Scott Morrison or Anthony Albanese show up in a particular electorate when they're voting for actually for James or for...
Well, it's a national... it's up to the people of Hunter, and, I respect their vote whichever way they go, but if it's a national seat, then you're certainly going to get the leader of the National Party here quite often, because I live next door. But if Mr. Albanese, as leader of the Labor Party, doesn't want to come to Muswellbrook, well, that in itself speaks volumes, doesn't it? It's like them pretending they've got two different parties, a Dan party and the Albo party, but they're actually it's just the Albanese, Wong, Miles party. That is the Labor Party. Unfortunately there isn't a Dan party.
And what about the comparison in spending you guys have promised as opposed to what Labor has promised in the Hunter?
Well, what have they promised in the Hunter? Yeah, that's the problem. Just on the road alone, we've promised billions of dollars. That's just on one item. And I could go through so much more with this area. I go to the south, the sporting facilities. I go to the north, with the Warbirds. I go east and west with mobile phone towers. We can go all throughout with... our latest, getting MRIs to get into town so people can get diagnosed with serious illnesses quicker so they can survive. We've got a health policy. We have a regional health minister. They don't have a regional health minister. This is one of the absurdities. The Labor Party have a minister for the Republic. So when you go to the hospital, instead of them bringing your blood pressure down, they'll bring down the picture of the Queen.
The report released into the state of the health system in the bush in New South Wales last week had a lot of recommendations. None of it was really new news. We all knew things need to happen. Are you an advocate of the Commonwealth working closer with the state to make things more coordinated?
I think if you have a look at Dr. David Gillespie from another neighbouring seat here, Lyne, and his regional health policy, it's almost like he'd read that report beforehand. A lot of is what's in his policy platform is almost reflected in that report.
Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Okay.